Hey, After Buzzers, welcome to the season premiere of Southern Charm. We're talking episodes 1 and 2. Everyone is single. Thomas has a new boo. And Naomi is out for blood. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello. We got to dance because we're excited.
We're so excited.
Oh my gosh.
We're talking episodes 1 and 2, Southern Charm, season 5. Oh. My goodness.
I've never been so happy to be gay and yes. Southern. I'm so happy. I feel like it was happening for this.
Yeah, well, it was all leading up to this moment where we get to talk a lot about this stuff.
It was.
I feel like episode 1 gave us so much information. Yes. And now episode 2 that we're going to be talking about just gives a lot. But before we get started, we do have a new segment later on in the show and a news segment, which we'll be talking about just to fill you guys all in and everything. My name is Maite Carrillo and my co-host, Matt Marr.
Hello, sugars. How are you?
Hello, hello.
How are you, Maite?
I'm doing well. I'm excited. I can't wait to talk about
Let's jump in.
Yeah. So first off, everyone is single.
Everyone is single.
Except someone has a new boo.
Someone has a new boo.
Thomas. What do we think about...
I hate him so much. By the way, y'all, I'm watching the live chat a little bit on my phone. So if you're in there, chat us up. Let us know what you think.
Let us know what you guys
because,
think.
Because, boy.
Ashley.
I'm thinking, you know... So, Ashley, I don't really have an... If we're talking episode 1, I don't really have an opinion yet. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's... I feel like she's obviously pretty. She's obviously not.
She's from LA.
So hashtag not Southern. Mm-hmm. So already, but no. But she's older. So I'm not saying she's old, but she's not 22.
Oh, he's not Catherine. She's not Catherine's age.
She's not Catherine. You know, I feel like. The only reason I'm kind of glad Thomas is with someone else is because Thomas is to me is just such a gross, dirty old man. Mm-hmm. I just want him to stop. Like, I just feel like he just gets drunk and like tries to lay on Catherine. So I'm glad that like that pressure's off.
Him and JD both. They're both just dirty.
JD.
That laugh will seriously haunt me forever.
It's like
it's so horrible.
It's like if the Joker and Jabba the Hutt had a baby.
Yeah.
I can't.
That's a great one. Okay, so then now we have Thomas and we get like a little intro into Ashley. So now Chelsea and Austin, last season they were together.
Yes.
But now they're broken up.
Well, they kind of, you know, we never really knew, were they together, were they not, because they went, it wasn't until the party where, and it was still just like a...
Iffy.
It was still iffy, because they were both drinking and stuff, and a lot of that, honestly, was on Chelsea. It seemed like she was really like...
She wore the pants in the relationship.
But she didn't want to, she did, but it was like, come on, Chelsea, you know, commit or not, so... Yeah. But apparently now they're not.
Now they're not. But you know what? I mean, we didn't get to see them together in episode 1. Episode 2 we do. But I have high hopes for them. I think that they will get together again. Like, they make such a great couple. They both complement each other really well. But parts of me think, because, okay, so he lost his job. He doesn't have a job anymore.
He left his job. Yeah, he did. He left his job.
Now he's like...
Which was weird because... He talked about how much he loved his job and he didn't want to be like a 9-to-5er. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, I'm an entrepreneur, da da da.
Yeah.
And so.
Now he sleeps 9-to-5.
Yeah. So I really feel like Chelsea is too good for anybody on the show.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Look at her.
She is.
Hairdressers are wise, y'all. Hairdressers hear stuff, they know about life.
Get yourself a hairdresser.
It's true.
Okay. So then we have Naomi and Craig. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean...
I just have to take a breath of fresh air because I just don't think there's hope for this couple. And we didn't get to see them together in episode 1. Actually, we didn't get to see any of these couples together episode 1.
We didn't. We're going to see them in... I have to say, this buildup of this episode to season 2, it was like...
It was too much to handle.
It was like... when Leo was on that damn ship and you're like, just hit the iceberg. How is this going to go down? I'm ready for this. Yeah. I'll never let go.
Yeah.
That is the same emotions that I felt with waiting for Shep's party to start, which is episode two. But still with Craig. Hi, I'm Craig. My voice can't emotionally sound like I'm ever happy
Craig was so annoying episode one. They couldn't start up the grill with Shep. And it's just like he kept on complaining, and it made me realize, like, my goodness, this guy is so annoying.
Now I understand why
they're not together.
But we got two Craigs, and we keep teasing season two.
Mm-hmm.
But or episode two. I just said that. But he was so pessimistic, and he was mm-hmm. so, you know, what's lovable but also really annoying about Craig is that he is so damn sensitive
mm-hmm.
that it's sweet when he opens up with his sensitivity, but a lot of times he doesn't want to admit that he's feeling vulnerable or he's feeling nervous about seeing Naomi again or seeing
They're
or
all
with
nervous.
A cooking. So he was taking it out on Shep.
Yeah.
You know, and so that was and where Shep is.
But I mean, wouldn't you too? Imagine you were running into your ex and you knew that person was there. I would be flipping out.
I mean, yeah, but I wouldn't take it out on my best friend.
That's what your best friend is for.
But Shep and Craig have that kind of relationship. So.
They do. They both understand each other. I don't know how.
Yeah,
so Whitney is single, okay? But
who's
not single is Whitney's mom.
I totally forgot about that.
Did you see her ring?
Okay, that ring looked like something you got out of a gumball machine.
That looked like a fat, huge ring on her.
I mean, speaking of fat, I was a little fat kid, and I would have thought if she put that to me, I would have thought it was a ring pop and just started sucking her hand. I loved ring pops.
Oh, I did too.
My mom never gave me any.
We should have brought ring pops. You know
to
what?
Wear
next,
them.
Next episode.
Next episode. Yeah. But yeah, so with Mr. C, I think
C,
he was called.
It's a promise ring.
So we, which. Mm. You guys, I think promise rings were stupid.
Yeah. I mean,
just put an engagement ring on it.
She's like in her 60s, 70s.
Yeah, because you know who else gave a promise ring was Craig. Remember?
Oh, you're right. Oh, my God, you're so good.
I just caught up on everything.
Yeah.
So it's like all fresh, and mm-hmm. I feel terrible about myself for watching a week of these terrible people that I love. But I'm like, if you're a guy out there and you're giving your girlfriend a promise ring.
Yes.
Just go to Walmart and buy something on credit. Don't do a promise ring.
Do
an engagement ring.
Yeah. Call it a day. I mean, this is going to be her, fourth wedding?
I think
that
so,
That lady
yeah.
has luck when it comes to finding booze and
luck?
Getting married. Yeah, don't you? No, look at the house that the...
That girl.
Yes.
That's not luck. That is not luck.
Yes.
That is...
He left her all that money and...
I know, but I mean, that wasn't luck that she got it. Did you remember last season when she's like... trying to train Landon, who was too dumb enough to know. Landon's not on this season, y'all.
Nope, no longer on the season.
Oh, she's gone. So y'all still need a website somewhere. Because websites are hard.
Yeah, websites.
Sorry.
And she didn't even look we're not going to talk about Landon.
So Landon's gone. But mm-hmm. so remember when she, though, was trying to coach Landon on how to...
Etiquette
and, how to get him. So mm-hmm. Patricia knows. She's not lucky. She knows.
Oh, she knows her game really well.
She's the smartest woman on the show.
But that house. I want her
it's
life.
It's beautiful, yeah.
So now we have JD and Elizabeth's relationship.
Yeah.
Which we've seen past seasons. Yeah. Past seasons, they've gotten along. All of a sudden, we enter episode one, and they're not together anymore.
And I love Elizabeth. She seems great. Well, apparently, JD didn't pay his damn taxes and owed pay his rent for his bar that we always saw. He owed apparently $140,000.
Are you kidding
me? It was I paused Mativo because I was like, what is that? $140,000 that he owed him back rent on that property.
Tea.
And apparently he was using, because we get this a little bit, and episode, he was using Liz's money to pay for it.
You're joking.
No!
What?
No.
And why?
I've never liked JD.
No.
He hugs people too close. It's weird.
He hugs people too close.
You know how
his
some people
is weird.
His laugh is weird.
He's like that creepy guy. Him and I can't.
I mean, obviously I don't have a high opinion of Thomas, and my dad always used to say to me, Matthew, if you run with the lame, you're going to limp.
Mm.
And those, you know, if you're running with Thomas, he's not the nicest type of person, and nor is JD.
Okay, so now we're jumping into Catherine, right? So Catherine is single. She's not in a relationship. She doesn't have a new boo.
She is keeping sober, got a new apartment.
Yes.
It's cute.
Uh-huh. It's very cute. Cameron is preggo, Cameron is Prego. She's 9 months pregnant.
Oh, we should say Catherine has new hair. Short hair. How do we feel about that?
I miss the old hair. I'm not really feeling this hair.
It's much more modern. You know, if I saw her in real life, I'd be like, this is a better choice. But as someone who just likes to see crazy Catherine on Southern Charm, yeah. I'm like...
I miss her old hair. I really liked it on her.
It was just so big, though, and sometimes
Isn't that Southern, though?
It is, but it was so crazy. It's kind of like seeing Oscar the Grouch with that trash can, you know?
That would be very weird.
Not that her hair is a trash can, but sometimes it was. Choices.
Well, she's stepping her game up for sure. She is.
She is calmer.
Yeah. And so now, I mean, we're introduced this whole hype about Shep's birthday, right? His big boy party.
Mm-hmm.
And it's his birthday, and mm-hmm. everyone is showing up, and that culminated up to episode two. Which all the girls got in the car. What is, who calls them? The breakup club? They're called the breakup bunch.
And I really feel like I wish they just had someone in their life to kind of give them some good advice, not Patricia, but like someone who's like been through the ringer and just is like has a good perspective. And speak of the devil, mm-hmm. I know someone like that. So
here at AfterBuzz.
So if you're interested in having fun and you want to learn, be a better person, and you want to have fun but grow in all areas of your life,
we all do.
We definitely have the podcast for you at AfterBuzz. It's Conversations with Maria Menounos, our boss, our founder, mm-hmm. her and her husband. So Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast. Edition. It's hosted by AfterBuzz founder on every Friday. It drops every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of our life. She talks about health and wellness, career, relationships, finances, I need that, and more. Let Maria be the big sister that these ladies need and that the one you want, y'all. If you want to listen to her podcast, you just go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio, wherever you listen on your podcast app, go to iTunes and type in Maria Menounos, that's M-E-N-O-U-N-O-S, you will see a little link to that and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos. It's free. And be sure to rate and comment because when you do, it helps the show and let Maria know, say, hey, Southern Charm sent me. So that way she knows it was us. So Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out, everybody.
Yeah, I feel like Maria would give some really good advice to the breakup bunch.
She would walk in with them. I'm telling you, walking into that party. So that's how season two, we're talking about episode two now, right?
Yes. So that's how they walk in, right?
Yes.
The music, everything
it's
is like culminating.
Slow walking, yes. their hair is back. And Catherine, of course, is like, I'm going to go last.
Yeah.
I'm going to go last, y'all. Please, I got this.
Her and her frame.
Yeah.
So first off, we see Thomas. He is so nervous. I feel like he just grabs onto his girlfriend the entire time. And he's just standing there. He looked like he was going to crap his pants. Oh, yeah.
He literally looked like he was going to crap his pants. And I wanted him to.
Don't you think that he's just using Ashley as like a side piece to make Catherine jealous? Because I feel like that's how the introduction was.
Yes, he is. I feel like he is. And it's so apparent to me that I bet if you sat Thomas down and asked him like five things that Ashley really likes to do that are intellectual or like whatever, like three of her favorite movies,
mm-hmm.
I don't think he could tell you, because even when they were getting ready,
oh,
it was so just like dirty old man.
Look, it was
there,
disgusting.
Look at that ass. Oh, ass. Look, ass. And I'm like.
And then he said, imagine how Catherine's going to look at you. Like, yeah. Why bring her up?
Yeah, like, you're already bringing that energy, Thomas. Like,
yes.
Thomas, do you live your life? And I really feel like, to me, it's just so apparent. I mean, even though I didn't like her, but Landon brought some truth last season when she like totally turned and was on Catherine's side and was like, Thomas, can't you see that you're the one that's causing all this? And it was so just like, as an audience member, I was just like, oh. And so I feel like that it's even more apparent, and Thomas is so, you know, because we got used to Catherine and you think, oh, well, Thomas loves Catherine. And,
yeah.
But now that you see him with like his new quote unquote, as he looks at her, I'm not saying this like a piece of meat. It very much to me is like, this is so gross. It feels so just smarmy.
Disgusting. Well, yes. During Shep's party, I think they went upstairs and they were all trying to grab a drink before they sat down for dinner. Mm-hmm. And so Thomas was grabbing onto his girlfriend, tickling her like belly button.
Right in front of Catherine, too.
Right in front of Catherine. Like, you're doing the most. And it looks and it looks messy and it looks dirty because you're an older man.
Cheap.
And it's just like not the best thing.
Mm-mm.
And Catherine is
not
just,
Southern. It's not Southern.
It's definitely not Southern.
I'm going to say that a lot on this show, y'all. Mm-hmm. Get ready for it.
Well, because we have a segment.
We do have a segment.
Called Not So Southern.
Not So Southern or Not So Charming?
Oh, Not So Charming.
Not So Charming. I'm going to say Not So Southern, but the segment is called Not So Charming, and we're going to get to that.
Yes. So it looks like Catherine's trying too hard. Catherine is not trying too hard. I think she's just going easy with the flow. But she did say that she still loves Thomas.
Okay. She said, you know, that she is loves him, but it's a father of her children. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, Catherine, if Catherine really, she's trying. She's trying the best she can. And I think we're seeing that a lot of, now that Catherine's getting support from other people on the show, and it's even changed me. If you would have asked me, like, in season three, a Catherine fan, I would like, she's crazy.
No.
But now that she's, like, getting sober and kind of getting her life back together, I really am like, see that Catherine was reacting to Thomas a lot.
Right. So the girls are supporting each other.
Yeah.
They're all backing each other up.
Yeah. They're all like, me too. Let's do this.
Right. And so now we have, what's it called? Catherine got really upset about Thomas.
Yes.
Because he hired a nanny behind her back. And Catherine didn't know either that Thomas had a new girlfriend. So that was a whole big thing.
Yeah. Which... Again, like you said, I think Catherine's just doing it, or Thomas is just doing it because he knows it's going to get a rise out of Catherine. And that's one thing I'll say about Ashley that I was like, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. And she was very nice when she met Catherine. They were very, that scene with Catherine,
it's like something I've never seen before.
I held my breath and clutched my pearls of what was going to happen. It was like when I watched the debate with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Oh, Lord,
you were just like, you were like, what are they going to say? Oh, God, I don't even know. Oh, it was just, I literally was holding my breath. So, but you know what? Catherine, and that conversation Catherine had with Thomas before, when Thomas told her about the nanny, she calmly said, I wish you would have told me about this before.
Yeah.
I was like,
she could have easily thrown him down WWE style.
Yes. I'm like, girl, you got a new attitude.
Yeah. No. She's a changed woman.
I got a new attitude. Mm-hmm.
So, Naomi, you know who does have a new attitude? Is Naomi. Can we talk about her real quick? I mean, it's just like, there's so much to talk about for
Naomi.
Her. She is on edge. She's telling everyone they're true.
She is guns blazing.
She's speaking her mind.
She's like, I was born in France, so I don't care. I don't care. I'll tell you.
And then she lived like for what? When she was 4 or 5 years old? Santa Barbara.
I'm just as much as French as she. I'm not.
So she basically told JD off during this dinner and said his truth and said, hey, JD, you know what? You're a terrible father.
Yep.
You are a con artist.
Yep.
And you don't treat your wife as you should.
Yep.
And you sleep with 20-year-old women, which are her friends.
Yep.
And she just basically lays it all out to the point where JD has nothing else left to say. And what does he do? He gets up and he walks away.
But it's not just her. What I love about it is that it's interesting enough, who was the most silent of all those women when it was happening was Catherine at first. Catherine's just kind of sitting there. They just kept, I love the editing in this episode too. It was really great because they just kept cut to Catherine going like this.
Yeah.
And like, I love those faces. But I loved when Chelsea said, when she said, well, you are an extortionist or whatever. She's like, or you did lie about all that money. So you're pretty good at lying. Like they called him on everything kind of that he, and honestly, I feel like there's probably more to JD's kind of nefariousness that we don't even know about.
I feel like it's just gonna,
I think that's gonna come out this
season. And I'm so tired of seeing, I don't want to see him anymore. Like,
but
I just
love seeing Liz, but I don't,
I like seeing Liz too, but I don't like seeing him as a person, him and
I just don't like hearing him.
Ugh,
the worst.
You're gonna make my ears bleed.
Sorry.
But you know what won't make your ears bleed is, you know, you guys should check us out on iTunes, rate us, let us know what you guys think.
I need your validation.
We want you guys to, you know, be super involved and listen to us on iTunes.
And you do 5 stars.
Do 5 stars.
And the way podcast stuff works, y'all, if you put 5 stars, that's great. But if you put 5 stars, stars and you leave a comment.
Oh, that's even better.
That actually bumps us up in iTunes. And mm-hmm. so it shares it with people. So even if you put like 5 stars and then put like, you know, hashtag not so charming.
Yeah.
Whatever about what's something we talk about or whatever. Or I hate Thomas. I don't care. I don't know your life.
I hate Thomas.
Just put something and it helps bump us up.
We should get a trending hashtag going on.
We should get a trending hashtag.
So, and then we have a new segment, news and gossip, right?
But yes.
We don't have any news right now.
We don't have a lot of news. Something that we wanted to let everybody know that is happening is, yes.
There you go.
Here it is. News and gossip, news and gossip. First of all, so I know this was a lot, kind of this first episode, but from now on, we'll be only recapping one episode for every time. Because really, this was all about this. Number one was just a build up. It was 4-2, and 12 was like, 2 was like, oh!
Yeah.
Ah! So,
It was like throw up.
Catherine is like the most level-headed person. Even at that table, anyway. But so I just have to say, I'm so proud of Catherine for just keeping a level head. But our news is that Southern Charm New Orleans is coming on April 15th. It's airing. So we're in the works. We're talking to people. We're getting that together. But AfterBuzz will be doing something about that. If you're interested in that, you know, you can follow me. Yeah, follow me on the Twitter at TheMattMar, 2 T's, 2 R's. And as soon as I have that information, I will disseminate to you through the Twitter universe.
Through the all social media platforms.
Yes.
And then we have a new segment called Not So Charming segment.
It's what we're calling Not So Charming every week.
Every week. So who would you give the Not So Charming to this episode 1 and 2? Can we even combine? Yeah, we'll combine both of them.
You know, I feel like forget one, it's in 2. And I'm going to say the women, but it's not going to be like, not so charming to me is that I love this whole girl power thing. Like, I'm living for it. I love that they're, because I am from the South, and especially being like gay and like loving Wonder Woman. And basically, when I open my mouth, a purse falls out, like being really effeminately gay. Like, I know I'm not a woman, but I do get, and I saw the effects of the Boys Club because I wasn't in it either. So it's a big deal, especially in the Deep South where we're talking about now. And so
it's interesting.
I love, like, I feel like Meryl Streep, whenever Catherine, like, I feel like Meryl Streep, again, was just like, would give the Best Actress Award for Catherine whenever she met Ashley, because she just kept it together. But I think the reason Ashley was able to do that is because she didn't feel alone, and she had the support of Naomi and Chelsea and that other blonde girl. I always forget her name.
I do too.
Denny, Carrie, whatever. She's nice.
We'll get it together, and we'll have it next
Next time. So that to me, it's because that is not a Southern charming thing to do. That's not part of Southern charm.
You mean like
women
together?
Don't speak up. Speak up about men. They don't speak up about it. So I'm kind of like throwing this. So not so charming. It's not always a bad thing, y'all.
No.
Sometimes not being Southern charming can be good. It's like women come together and let's do. I mean, because really, Catherine did say at one point, she said, I wrote it down. I can't find it. But she basically said that, like, hey, don't they see that we're acting crazy because of they're making us act crazy.
Right.
They're instigating us. Anyway, what about you?
They're setting the fire. No, I was just about to say, I feel like the one who's leading the pack is Naomi. When it comes to being not so, like, she's just
she gets a not so charming award. I mean, she is. I have never heard her talk like that. She even said, "Oh, can we talk a little bit too about that conversation she had with Craig?"
Oh yeah.
I mean, basically,
she started crying. I've never seen her cry.
Craig and Naomi and Austin and Chelsea, still when I'm, you can tell that there's still, especially with Austin and Chelsea, there was still so much chemistry.
I want to see them together.
Although they kind of like siblings, but you could tell that so much. Don't you think that sometimes that's like brother and sisters? But
that's a thing.
But yeah, it's true. But with Craig and Naomi, it was like, I mean, couldn't you feel it?
I did.
Yeah, I could feel like they just wanted to like hug and kiss and cry. And suddenly Craig, who normally was like yelling and was like the voice of reason and just kind of like, well, I agree with you. You
stood
up for your friend.
I heard too. Yeah.
And really, I've been with you all along. I never say anything bad about you. I'm actually really excited right now. This is me screaming.
Yeah.
So, I didn't like his voice, but I did like what he said. I was surprised. That was like can that actually be the hashtag new Craig? Because the other hashtag new Craig I wasn't a fan of.
No. I feel like this is just opening a fresh new start for both of them. But they both do really have nice houses. That's for sure. Oh, they moved out of their
Everybody has
house.
A new house this season. Yeah. Thomas has
Thomas
a kid.
Has a new house.
A kid-friendly house because before the kids were in the guest house. We'll put them in the guest house because can't have them in the...
Who does that?
Someone's stupid.
Is that a Southern thing where you have your kids in the guest house?
That's a jerk thing. I want to say a worse word, but...
Does everyone have a guest house?
In case Georgette's listening, I'm not going to cuss.
Oh.
Everybody does. A lot of people do have a guest house there, at least these group of people,
yeah,
because...
that's not an L.A. thing for sure.
No, mm-hmm. No. Because the guest... It's now the guest house, but it was the slave quarters.
Ooh.
So they don't talk about that. But yeah. That's what... Or that's a lot of times, too, a lot of these... Sorry, history nerd. But a lot of times, these older homes, especially in this... the kitchens. Mm-hmm. So there was like a slave quarters, but then also they built...
Oh, like a separate they kitchen built, outside.
Well, because the kitchens caught on fire all the time. Oh. So the kitchen caught on fire, they would want like a small kitchen to burn down and not... The kitchen was not in the house.
Oh.
It was just like a serving kitchen. There wasn't a stove or anything like that. Wow. It was all outside.
Well, there's
the more you know.
Yeah, there's a little history for you.
There you go.
But you guys can follow us all. I guess that's it, right?
Yeah,
I think we
could do this for like 2 more hours,
yeah,
guys, because
yeah.
Season 2 was a lot. But we had to give it to you. We had
Episode 1 and 2. We're coming back next week.
Yes.
Episode 3.
Yes.
We'll be really excited to talk about that. And tell everybody where we can find Matt.
Sure. So my name is Matt Maher. You can find me on all the socials, Matt Maher, two T's, two R's. You can find me. I'm going to be doing an Arrow podcast just coming up here. I also do, we just started last week, Queer Eye recap on AfterBuzz.
Yeah.
Yes, love it. I also do my own Riverdale podcast, and because I'm a therapist, I do an advice podcast. So you can find those at mattmaher.tv.
Oh, God, that's so much.
I'm too busy.
Yeah, you're all... You're
what about you, Sugar?
Well, you can find me everywhere. My name is Maithe Creo at Maithe Creo _. And, you can see us next week. We'll be recapping episode 3. So
yeah, and follow us on Twitter, and we will let you know about New Orleans. We will let you know.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for watching. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.